Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I was thinking. Last night, man. What should I talk about if I get a chance to go in the octagon on Saturday night at the Four Seasons Arena in Great Falls? Well, when the Fusion fights take place, I'm looking forward to being there for that. We've been doing these events, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, all across the state. And, you know, the last time I was in Great Falls for the Fusion fights, we were at the beautiful baseball stadium down by the river, outdoors. They had the octagon set up right there near home plate, under the lights eventually, and it was really cool. But I mentioned this before. When I've gone into the octagon, I'll start off by doing a poll. I'll do a simple survey because it's kind of just a fun way to see where the crowd's at, to see what the crowd's thinking. Are they cheering for the blue corner? Are they cheering for the red corner? And it's just kind of a fun way to get the crowd into the fight. And then in Haver, it worked out so well because I got in and I did this survey. I said, okay, in the blue corner, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. And the boos, the boos just packed the ice dome there in Haver. And then I said, and in the red corner, Donald J. Trump. And man, the cheering for Donald J. Trump and the red corner, I think it probably would have cracked the ice if the ice dome had the ice in place for the hockey season instead of the summer fight season. But anyway, I was thinking about, I did the red corner, blue corner survey at the last Fusion fights in Great Falls. So I should do a little something different this Saturday night. And I was thinking, you know, we want to talk about reigniting the American dream, getting our country back on track with better policies. And, you know, we're not telling people who to vote for, who not to vote for when we're doing these events. But I thought maybe we open up with a question of like, why are we here? Why would we be at something like this? And then I was thinking about the fact that the national champion, the world champion, frankly, UFC bantamweight champion Sugar Sean O'Malley, the Helena, Montana native kid, that he may very well be in the house for the fights on Saturday night in Great Falls, which would be cool to see him there. Kind of hometown kid, his trainers, Great Falls, et cetera. But I'm like, why are we here? We're there because we like champions. We like success. Success is a good thing in America. The fact that a kid can go from Helena, Montana and become the world champion is something that is so inspirational to folks across Montana. But not only that, but man, I've been at some of these fights, and the guy out of Billings, out of the Grindhouse, the Berserker, this guy, man, he was just, he was losing this fight. I mean, he was, and then he just, like his name would tell you, goes berserk and comes back to pull off a dramatic victory. And so not only do we like success and we like champions, but we like those who, even if they suffer a loss or they seem to be suffering a loss, they fight back for a victory. Once again. Anyway, so that's where I was thinking we might start Saturday night. But where should we start now? You tell us. Phone lines are open.
Securing America.
A House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee hearing Thursday centered on the threat Iran poses to Americans both abroad and at home. Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett.
Iran-backed militias in Iraq and Syria have launched over 170 attacks on American service members who are stationed in the Middle East.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Elliot Abrams testified that Iran's military ambitions, which are close to being realized, cannot be dismissed.
What would they be doing if they had a nuclear umbrella and felt they could be even bolder?
While witness Carrie Filippetti, the director of the Vandenberg Coalition, warned,
it's clear the Iranians are determined to carry out attacks in the United States.
Kirsten Fontenrose, the former senior director for the Gulf at the National Security Council, also added,
the only domain in which we are not in a low simmer war with Iran right now is space, and that is likely temporary.
Kevin Yuretsky, Fox News.
Extreme.
So this was funny. I was chatting with our friends Mark and Paul down the hall. They're known as the Breakfast Flakes. And they said, hey, Aaron, Susie Hedlund's dropping by. What do you know about Susie Hedlund? I said, oh, she's great. She got her start in the schools in Grass Range. And her husband is the number four walleye fisherman in the state of Montana. Oh, well, there you go. What else do you need to know? That was their response. But, yeah, Susie Hedlund's going to drop by. Plus, we'll have open phones on Friday's Montana Talks for you statewide, 9 to 10.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Healthcare is increasingly expensive, but there are ways to save on health insurance. Health insurance marketplaces, including healthcare.gov and ehealth.com, offer websites where you can compare health insurance plans and pricing. Natasha Cantrell, a director for eHealth, says when checking out plans, don't focus solely on monthly premiums. She says that's the biggest mistake people make and overlook the out-of-pocket costs that come into play when you receive medical care. Plans with lower monthly premiums tend to come with higher annual deductibles, co-pays, or co-insurance. To keep your cost in check, it's important to stay in your health insurance company's provider network. And for any new health insurance plan you're considering, make sure it covers a doctor or hospital or pharmacy in your area that you want to continue using. And also note that if you do have out-of-pocket costs for a hospital or doctor's visit that you think are excessive, try to negotiate your bill. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, we got Michelle Polino joining us from the red carpet in Los Angeles from Fox News Radio in about 10 minutes. That'll be a quick conversation. Later on in the 9 o'clock hour, Susie Hedlund, Republican candidate for state superintendent of public instruction, is going to be dropping into our studios. Other than that, the rest of the time, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Where do we start? Where do we start? That's why we love taking your phone calls, because you know, you can tell us what you want to talk about. We've got phone lines open for you right now. Before we get to Michelle Polino, we can do a little bit of a lightning round if you want. 406-294-0970. Chris in Billings sent me an email just a few minutes ago. He says, Aaron, this needs to go viral. This is Kamala Harris's let them eat cake moment. This fool brags about her gun and how she will use it while on stage with Oprah, and at the same time says she will take your guns away. Chris in Billings later added, dictators do this on day one. What a message there from Chris in Billings. For those of you who didn't hear it, I heard it on the Fox News Radio update earlier this morning, and they had the sound bites. I'll see if I can find those in our Fox affiliate website for you here. But they had these sound bites from Kamala Harris when she was on with Oprah. And Kamala Harris, first off, Oprah has known Kamala for years, but didn't know that Kamala owns a gun. Now Kamala is claiming she owns a gun. Not only is she claiming she owns a gun, but she says, if anybody breaks into my house, I'm going to shoot them. Oh, really? Okay. But the other thing she said is she said she supports the Second Amendment, but yes, she supports taking away basically AR-15s. She calls them assault weapons, but you know that's a phony term. So in one breath, she says she supports the Second Amendment when we all know she doesn't. And then in the next breath, she makes it clear that she would go out and confiscate the most popular firearm in America. I mean, it's absolutely crazy, but yeah, I think that one is really going to backfire on her. Who was it? Was it George Blackard who made the point that it was kind of like back when Joe Biden did his shotgun on the back porch spiel, the way that one kind of backfired on him as well. 294-0970, the number for you. We've got Stu in Marion first up. Stu, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Aaron. You know, yesterday, I think it was, I was listening to the radio, and I just heard this incredible quote. My son is a social media guru. He owns handles four global companies and their social media. And he always says, Dad, everything is a 20-second quit. Mm. You know, if you can't talk about it in 20 seconds, you know, you've lost your audience.
Good point, yeah.
And this is the most important sentence I have heard. And this is one that all of us could repeat. And I used it last night to a couple of Democrat friends, and they're elderly. And boy, I want to tell you, it made them sit back for a second. But this is it. You can vote in socialism, but you can't vote it out.
Yeah, that's a great line.
One of the most, that's a great line, and it's a great little line for all of us to use. So go out there, soldiers, and use it. Thanks,
Aaron. I'm trying to think where that quote originated, because it is a great quote. It was because there was another version of that that was something to the effect of, you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out of it. Because
Well, it was on Brian Kilmeade yesterday morning, and I think it was Mark Thiessen who said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. No, that's a great quote. Well, man, it'd be interesting to hear more about your son's story and the companies that he works with, and get some social media advice from him one of these days. That's pretty cool. Speaking of social media and those quick sound bites, right? Alex Brusewitz, who's one of the right-hand guys for Donald Trump Jr. and President Trump, he spoke in Missoula, Montana recently. We had him on the show. He said this. Via X. In case you were wondering why Kamala Harris made those bizarre comments about shooting someone yesterday, it's because of the video of her talking about wanting to walk into people's homes and confiscate their guns. I played that clip yesterday. That video has been viewed over 50 million times over the last couple of days, including nearly 10 million views on Team Trump's TikTok account alone. Brusewitz added this, everyone knows that Kamala is adamantly against the Second Amendment. No one will be fooled by her ridiculous comments yesterday. Next up, Mike in Big Timber. Mike, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Aaron. This topic you had about China, let's not forget that Nixon and Kissinger went over there to negotiate trade agreements to get China on board with some sort of capitalism. And don't forget, They were launching rockets into the air that kept blowing up, falling back to Earth. Who sold them the technology to get those rockets to perform correctly? It was Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, I remember at the time when the Bill Clinton impeachment saga was going on in the fall of 1998, when I was a freshman at Howard University, I was one of those people saying, hey, look, this whole, you know, Lewinsky stuff, as outraged as some people may be, it's not going to go anywhere, and it may backfire. I said, what they really need to go after Clinton on is on the nuclear technology transfers to China and the campaign contributions the Clintons got out of it. That was the real scandal, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And China now, I guess they're trying to get off the hook on this Wuhan virus, and they had, you heard it on the news. Yeah.
Another phony study came out, right? Hold that thought.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It's rare for anyone to track which party has more seats in each state delegation for the House of Representatives. But we do here. And overall, Republicans dominate 26 House delegations, Democrats 22. There are two ties. So why is this important? If there's a dispute over the Electoral College and Congress can't certify the results, then the House of Representatives could be asked to settle who's president in what's called a contingent election. Each state votes by delegation in a contingent election, so California's delegation, with 52 seats, 40 of which are occupied by Democrats, counts the same as South Dakota, with its singular statewide Republican seat. Democrats could also lose control of more state delegations this fall. Democrats currently have the edge in House seats in Michigan and Pennsylvania by one seat each. And Democratic Alaska Representative Mary Peltola faces a tough election in her statewide seat. Former President Trump won Alaska with 61% of the vote in 2020. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
So we've got this story on our Montana Talks website. Montana homes, housing in Montana is now less affordable than California. Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? That led our friend John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, to send out a public service announcement. Here you go, illegals, Democrats, and other Adam Schiff birds. You can't afford to live in Montana. Seek life elsewhere. That was John's PSA. He's with us every Tuesday on Montana Talk.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. What's the official name for this guy? P. Diddy? Diddy? Puff Daddy? I don't even know what name they're using. Back in the day, it was Puff Daddy, but, you know, I'm an 80s and a 90s kid, so I don't know what name he's going by now, but boy, is he in some hot water. Sean Diddy Combs, week in review. What charges is he facing, and will he get out on bail while waiting for trial? Hey, we'll get back to your phone calls here in just a couple of minutes. So keep your phone calls coming, 406-294-0970, and we'll jump right back into your phone calls here in just a few minutes. But always great to have Michelle Polino join us from Los Angeles. She's with Fox News Radio. She covers the red carpet and more out there. But Michelle, what's crazy about this Puff Daddy news is not just the news itself, but this guy was almost as powerful as Oprah when it comes to Democrat Party politics. I mean, if he wasn't, you know, facing this trial right now, I wouldn't have been surprised to see him on the couch sitting next to Oprah interviewing Kamala Harris yesterday.
That was smart. Yeah, I mean, listen, these guys are well known. They are well known Democratic Party supporters. There are pictures all over the internet where you can see Diddy with Oprah, Diddy with every one of them, Diddy with Meryl Streep. Like, just like Weinstein, just like, you know, all the rest of them, Bill Cosby, Epstein, they have all had power. They all cozied up with everybody in Hollywood, and the Democratic Party is very attached to Hollywood. We all know that this is not, this is something that's been a part of our lives for the last, 30, 40 years. And they also knew that what Diddy was doing, not all of them, but the ones that moved and had a lot of power and had a lot of money. It was no secret. In fact, when he was arrested, 50 Cent posted on his Instagram, and I love 50 Cent so much. He's just like, now they're coming for him. He made reference to his sex party. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at sex trafficking, moving people across state lines to have sex with, to bring them to the parties. We're looking at racketeering, drugs, drug paraphernalia, et cetera, et cetera. He did not get bail. They do believe he is a flight risk, and he is on suicide watch, although he came out today and said, I don't need no suicide watch, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, FoxNews.com had a story actually back in March about how, you know, Sean Diddy Combs has been a prolific supporter of Democrats. He endorsed Joe Biden in the 2020 election. I know Obama, you know, basically used, you know, Combs as a campaign surrogate in his run for president as well. I was at the 20 years ago, I was at the 2004 Democrat National Convention working for NBC's Today Show just as a runner at the time. And we ran past, you know, Puff Daddy there because he's always been just a prominent feature of the Democrat Party. But in all these other news sources right now, as Puff Daddy is basically facing charges of sex trafficking, sexual assault and more, all of a sudden, don't talk about Puff Daddy supporting Biden, Barack and the rest of them.
very interesting, isn't it? It reminds me of the Weinstein stuff, because Weinstein was a crucial actor and figure in the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Party politics machine. I mean, the minute he was arrested, he said, he released a statement saying he was going to go after the head of the NRA and then turn his attention towards the President Trump at the time. He was president at the time. So this is part and parcel of power, hiding those that do harm to others. That's part of the power machine. And who has the power in Hollywood? It is the Democratic Party.
The other thing that I find interesting, big picture, is that these charges that he's facing, the behavior that he is accused of, is basically the type of behavior. Now, not necessarily, you know, forced activity or, you know, all out, you know, rape or sexual assault or human trafficking, but just this lifestyle that he has lived, that so many in Hollywood and the music industry have lived, is celebrated by Hollywood and the music industry to so great of an extent. That's the other thing that I see, that they celebrate and support this kind of lifestyle that now Puff Daddy is in part being prosecuted for.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, isn't it? This has been going on for a really long time, and I do think back in the day it was celebrated, like it really was, to the point where I think that people were, I guess, you know, looking the other way, or like when I was a kid, I even knew it was happening, and you just stayed away from it if you were a good kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember when, and obviously other folks in the entertainment industry knew what was happening, apparently, at Puff Daddy's parties, because it was one of the guys from 2 Live Crew. Now, back in the 90s, 2 Live Crew was like the raunchiest, most X-rated rappers out there. But even one of the guys from 2 Live Crew was like, yeah, I left Puff Daddy's parties early. I wasn't sticking around for that. It's like, wow, if you're too bad for 2 Live Crew, there's something really crazy going on here.
I saw that. That was a story in the New York Post. That's kind of crazy. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, if he's leaving, it really is crazy.
Yeah. Michelle Paulino, Fox News Radio, appreciate your reporting as always. Anything else we missed? Anything else we want to share with our listeners?
No. In theaters this weekend, I'm excited for the film Super/Man, the Christopher Reeve story. One of the best Supermans of all time. It's a great inspirational documentary. It's going to be in theaters, I think this weekend only, from Fathom Events. So check it out.
Oh, interesting. I also need to go watch The Daily Wire's Am I Racist? By Matt Walsh. I need to find that one.
I did. It was great. It was great. I watched it last weekend. Made sure I went out on opening weekend.
Michael,
it was amazing.
Michael Keaton has got a place about an hour away from our studios here. He's lived there for a long time. Did you watch the new Beetlejuice yet? What'd you think of that?
Loved it. It was one of my favorite films growing up, though. So
yeah, it was a classic.
Yeah.
Well, I still got to go watch that one myself. Michelle Paulino, appreciate your movie tips as well. Thanks again for joining us.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Lee in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Lee, what's going on this morning?
This is kind of sad, but in a way understandable with all the rhetoric against Trump all these years. But there was a poll taken, and 24% of the Democrats, now these were just Democrats they polled, said that they wished that Trump had been assassinated.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shocking number, but unfortunately not surprising, isn't it, Lee? Because, I told you when I was out, you know, doing one of these events at a restaurant, I had a lady in Hardin. And she came up to us and said, I'm one of those people who wish the shooter didn't miss. And there are people like that, unfortunately, all across Montana, all across America, that are openly wishing that President Trump was assassinated.
And they've been doing it for how many since he's been pretty well elected the first time.
Yeah. Well, and then let's look to Capitol Hill. For those of you who missed this, it was on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning. Here you have several congressional Democrats. They were afforded the opportunity to condemn this violent rhetoric being used against Donald J. Trump, and yet they doubled down.
The House will vote today on a bill to give the same Secret Service protection to presidential candidates that is offered to sitting presidents. But while Republicans push for the bill to pass, Democrats keep going after Trump. Watch.
I wanted to know if you think it's time for Democrats to stop calling Trump a threat to democracy.
No, fact of the matter is that he is a threat to democracy.
No, I think we should be clear that he is a threat to democracy.
Do you think that the rhetoric, though, needs to be toned down?
I think his rhetoric should be toned down, absolutely.
Listen, these are the facts. He is a threat. Period. Point blank.
Yeah, these are some of the same people who called, you know, the burning down of police precincts and the destruction of black-owned businesses by white liberal BLM activists, rioters. They called it mostly peaceful protests as they were doing riot after riot all across America. They defended them. And yet they continue to defend their own violent rhetoric there and the violent rhetoric coming out of the White House. Mike in Kalispell next up. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to give some cold, disturbing truth about the Speed Diddy thing. It starts with a large amount of money going to people like P. Diddy and Jeffrey Epstein, who's allowed to have these lavish sex parties that they invite all these powerful, wealthy people, including a lot of our politicians. There's this thing called adrenochrome. It's very disgusting. I highly suggest people learn what it is. It has to do with adrenalized blood. And it's also there's also something called spirit cooking with Marina Abramovich and Michelle Lamy. They show up to these parties and do spirit cooking. And let me tell you, they're not cooking apple pie. Now, this takes back to why they hate Trump so much. I believe Trump's been to some of these parties over the years. I don't necessarily think he's participated in a lot of this heinous satanic stuff that deals with, well, children's sacrifice and much worse. But and that's why they hate Trump so bad. I mean, some of the people that are involved in this are like Oprah, Obama.
Because he knows who they are and what they're up to, and that's why they have to stop him. Is that the?
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I see Brett Baer on special report on Fox News yesterday did a breakdown. He brought out the old whiteboard, the touch screen, and he breaks down the 2024 path to the majority in the United States Senate in particular. If we have time, I'll play a little bit of that for you. But first up, very excited to see Perry the Poet. Perry in Columbus, next up on the phone lines here. Perry, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. You know, speaking of Puff Daddy and Hollywood Democrats, this Freedom Friday, I want to talk about spiritual warfare, good versus evil, and the Chinese Communist Party-style war on America's foundational institutions, along with our cultural harmony and sense of shared morality that has allowed us to live as free citizens since this nation's founding. You know, it's bad enough that the CCP is allowed by our own federal government to prosecute this kind of campaign against our republic. The Biden-Harris tester deep state regime has now gleefully joined in on the drive to silence, bankrupt, and imprison anyone who won't kneel and accept the yoke of perpetual poverty around their neck. After all, these are the same citizen of the world clowns that will tell you you'll own nothing and be happy, while they fly to Switzerland in private jets for surf and turf dinner and a nice cognac after a day on the ski slopes. You see, for communist dictators and other assorted totalitarians, it isn't really about saving the planet from human influences or helping the poor by forcing their equitable outcome BS on successful people by imposing sky-high tax rates on them. This is all about gaining absolute power to control every aspect of everyone's life from cradle to grave. This is open warfare on the human spirit and our God-given freedoms, an authentic good versus evil choice for Americans' citizens to make this fall. Why do you suppose Kamala Harris now dodges even simple questions? And now, backpedaling on every totalitarian policy she has ever been on the record expressing support for. She is the definition of a Manchurian candidate for the agenda of American and worldwide dictatorship. Do you think this destructive plan hasn't gotten a foothold in Montana? Look at Two-Face Tester. Look at our current state Supreme Court's rulings. Look at the bizarre constitutional initiatives that out-of-state money has bought onto our ballot. And look at the brazenly socialist local governments of Missoula and Los Angeles. Aaron, I thank you for all you do and will close by making a plea to my fellow people of faith. Find and convince your non-voting friends that their participation will be the key to saving Montana, our constitutional republic, and our God-given freedoms for our families and generations to come.
Hey, thank you for that. Well, you're too kind. Thank you for that. By the way, your great poem there, because I call it's just pure poetry. You always do such a great job when you call in. It reminded me, as you were talking about these, you know, these World Economic Forum elitists and others, how, you know, they'll try to force you to eat fake meat, but then they'll live high on the hog, drinking cognac, having steaks and lobster. It reminded me, this was hilarious, and I just texted, my friend Debbie Rowe, Debbie and Aldo Rowe in Billings. Their son works back in Washington, D.C. for a conservative organization, and they were back visiting him recently. So Debbie texted me. She said, "Hey, Aaron, what's that restaurant that John Tester spends all that money at?" And I said, "Oh, it's the Bistro Cacao." So she said, "We're going to go there. We're going to go check this place out." So they ponied up at the bar, the Bistro Cacao, and she texted me this great photo of her and her husband at the Bistro Cacao, where Tester always goes and spends all that lobbyist money, hopefully not taxpayer money, but it wouldn't be surprising if he did that too. And she said the bartender told them that, yeah, John Tester spends a lot of money there. He is a very, very big spending customer there every time he sits down at the Bistro Cacao in Washington, D.C. Not surprising, huh?
No, not surprising at all, and I'll bet you could find some of them at Puff Daddy's parties on occasion as well. At least until now.
Yeah, that's right. All of a sudden, no, we don't know that guy. Nope, never met that guy, never seen him before, yeah. Oops. Yeah, why didn't Oprah put him on the couch with her yesterday and Kamala?
Yeah, oh, that one's gotta hurt.
Stay away. Stay far, far away. All right. Hey, great to hear from you, Perry, as always. Thanks for calling in. Speaking of John Tester, what is the breakdown, the latest breakdown, when it comes to a 2024 path to majority? Here's what Brett Baer shared last night on Special Report.
It really does hang in the balance. You see these yellow states. These are our toss-ups. And as you see, our what-if scenario, 49-42, we can say as of today, the Real Clear Politics average of polls, let's just say who's leading in those will give them the state. Maryland is a lead for Democrats. Ohio is closing, but still Sherrod Brown has the lead there. Michigan is Democrat leaning, Wisconsin as well, Arizona and Nevada. Republicans right now leading in the polls in West Virginia and Montana. I see I leave Pennsylvania here, because I want to tell the story about Pennsylvania. Incumbent Democrat Bob Casey facing Dave McCormick. The Real Clear Politics average of polls in this race has been closing in recent days. There you see it, a little bit more than 5 points. But the recent poll, the most recent, the Washington Post poll out, has this race tied at 48-48. That is a big deal. If the Republicans manage to pull off this upset win over the incumbent, go back to the map, you can see it would be 52-48. In Pennsylvania, the issue of energy is very important. Obviously, fracking. Our own Lawrence Jones went out to Western Pennsylvania and talked to folks in that industry about how important it is.
Kamala Harris, who's the vice president, was once against fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
She now says she's for fracking.
I will not ban fracking.
Do you believe her?
No, I believe she's out there saying whatever she can to make people, you know, try to swing her way so that she can try to get the presidency.
The sentiment around this whole region is nobody believes that.
I don't believe anybody in that administration.
What do you believe happens if she becomes the president?
You're going to have even more regulation. You're going to have people that banks aren't going to want to invest. You're going to see people move out of the areas where the drilling and gas is.
Yeah, and you can take that same report and air it in eastern Montana. Air that out in the oil patch. And same concerns here. Heck, don't even go out to the oil patch. Go to the refineries in Great Falls. Go to the refineries in Billings. Go to the Union Halls in Butte and talk about that exact same story. By the way, speaking of the U.S. Senate race, because poll after poll has consistently showed Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy leading Liberal Senator John Tester. Did you guys see this Politico report? I know I mentioned it briefly. There was this Politico report the other day. And basically, this Politico report was saying, yeah, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, because they love John Tester so much, Montana increasingly looks like a lost cause for the Democrats, but yet they're still going to plow, what was it, $40, $50 million into Montana between now and Election Day to try to prop up John Tester with more phony, fake political campaign ads, the same ads that have not been working. They haven't been working for a year. They've been attacking Tim Sheehy for over a year, and Tim Sheehy has only continued to further rise in the polls. Anyway, one of our listeners asked a very good question. Was this Politico story written because maybe more and more folks in the D.C. establishment are starting to realize that John Tester is a waste of their money and that maybe they should use those resources elsewhere? Either way, it's important on all of us to not take this race for granted. But I thought that was an interesting question. I got to take advantage of this next break here. You can hear I got this bag of chips in the background. But they're not tortilla chips. These are protein chips. Man, I tell you what, our friends at Billings Last Diet, they've got some great protein products. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to maintain your weight, I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months thanks to Billings Last Diet. We've got listeners elsewhere across the state that are doing the remote option with Billings Last Diet, and they've lost 100 pounds plus. But yeah, they've got these great protein chips and more, and their food products are even better now than they were 6 years ago when I first went through the program. If you're looking to lose the weight, go with the coaching program that works. BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com. They got a remote option for you all across the state.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
She has now said she would never have a border wall. She would decriminalize illegal immigration. We have early voting going on. She's never been asked by it. The media has given her a complete pass because they're so abusively biased and corrupt. You know, there's been no discussion about all of the people that have been murdered by Harris Biden illegals, those that have been raped by Harris Biden illegals, other victims of violent crimes by Harris Biden illegals, and those people with terror ties. There are hundreds of them. And here we are. Voting has begun and there's no answers to any of these questions. And the media seems perfectly content allowing her to get a pass on all of this.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what should we talk about in the 9 o'clock hour of this show? I got to get to this Pearl Jam story. We got to get to that one. I forgot about that one almost. I've got a story on our Montana Talks website. Of course, we got the great Susie Hedlund dropping in here in just a few minutes. She is the Republican candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And I want to talk about these sharp objects that are being placed on tires or inside of tires in Missoula. It looks like eco-terrorism, vandalism at least. Eco-terrorism at worst is a likely culprit here as well. But yeah, a whole bunch of vehicles in Missoula are finding these metal objects inside of their tires. And so remember when that whole story broke in Europe about how these climate alarmists, these eco-terrorist groups were deliberately sabotaging people's vehicles in the name of their radical climate alarmist agenda. So we'll talk about that and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Plus, we'll have phone lines open if you got something you want to talk about. Let's go to Kevin in Billings as we round up the 8 o'clock hour here. Kevin, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I just want to talk about what a few callers back said about satanic abuse. It is real, and we're starting to find out that maybe Hollywood is more involved in this than we thought there. I don't know if you've heard of him, Aaron, but do you remember a Christian talk show back in the 80s, Talk Back with Bob Larson?
I don't remember that one, but I remember being a kid in the 80s, there was all this concern about satanic activity and, you know, like being a kid in a small town on the High Line, you know, there'd be that one, you know, abandoned house and everybody was always like, ooh, watch out for that because there's crazy satanic activity going on in there. It was kind of all the rage back in the 80s were concerns like that, right?
Yeah, well, Bob Larson really exposed a lot of it. He'd have people call in and say that they were victims of satanic cultish behavior. Now, I don't know how much of it was true, how much of it wasn't, but I would imagine some of the calls, because I was the most prank called talk show in the 80s, but I would imagine at least some of those calls were probably real, some of them anyway.
Well, yeah. How widespread is it or was it back then? You know, good question, right? It sounds crazy. It sounds really crazy. But then again, child sacrifice and chopping body parts off of kids sounds crazy, too. Yet that's happening and being promoted and even being, you know, our own, you know, taxpayer dollars are being used by the Biden tester State Department to fund that craziness. I know you got your own podcast, which I need to join you one of these days. But Roseanne Barr did a podcast with Chief Clem. He is the retired Border Patrol chief that did events in Kalispell, Missoula, Bozeman, Billings, Great Falls, did these events. He, in this podcast with Roseanne, she actually talked about something kind of like what Mike in Kalispell was referencing earlier about how, yeah, there is some crazy, you know, cultish stuff that goes on in the industry. It sounds crazy, but, you know, we know it's happening. It's just a question of how much, how widespread is it, right?
Well, yeah, I've heard so Celine Dion. I don't know if it's true. It's just something I've heard. Celine Dion, whose music is really great, in my opinion. Apparently, supposedly, she's been involved with drinking blood. Don't quote me on that. This is just something I've heard. But if this is really going on throughout the industry, maybe we ought to pay attention. I don't, like I said, I agree with you, Aaron. I don't know how widespread it is.
I know it sounds like a bunch of crazy talk, and some of it probably is, right? It's a good fit for the overnight radio shows like Coast to Coast and others. But then you see real stuff in the news where people are getting these vampire facials where they're using blood for facials. It's like, oh my goodness, like there's just weird stuff in the news all the time, isn't there? Okay, we're out of time for right now, but we got a whole hour yet to come with Open Phones and Susie Hedlund.